Now, at this point, a brief explanatory reference to the wheel of life may be of some help, of some assistance. Some of you may have seen pictures, either originals or reproductions, of this Tibetan wheel of life. If you look at it, you'll see that at the center, the hub of the wheel, as it were, there are three animals depicted. Don't look at your charts just yet, because this doesn't come, I'm afraid, on the chart. At the hub of the wheel, you'll find three animals depicted. The animals are, first of all, a cock, secondly, a snake, and thirdly, a pig. These represent or symbolize the three principal aspects of the reactive mind. The cock represents the reaction of craving. The snake represents the reaction of aversion or anger or hatred. And the pig represents the reaction of mental and spiritual blindness and ignorance. And if you look a little more closely, you'll see that each animal is biting the tail of the one in front. And this also has a meaning. It means that craving, aversion, and delusion are all interconnected. You can't have one without having the others as well. So these are the three principal aspects of the reactive mind. The mind which reacts to pleasant experiences with craving, to unpleasant ones with aversion, and to those which are neither pleasant nor painful with simple indifference based upon mental and spiritual blindness and ignorance. Then if you look a little more at the Tibetan wheel of life, you'll see round the hub a circle, the first circle, which is divided into two segments, a white half and a black half. On the left-hand side, you will see people going up, or going in an upward direction, that is in the white segment, people going in an upward direction with happy, peaceful expressions. And on the right-hand side, in the black half, the black segment, you see them plunging downwards with expressions of horror and despair. So these two halves, these two segments, represent, of course, the ethical life and the unethical life. But there's an interesting point here. All this is within the wheel. The truly spiritual man can never become unspiritual. But the man who is merely good in the conventional ethical or religious sense, he can become bad. So on this level, in this circle, good can change into bad. Bad can change into good. So this suggests, this conveys, as it were, that the conventionally good or religious life is all included inside the wheel of life. This is part of the reactive mind. This is not the truly religious or spiritual life. Now, the second circle, outside the two black and white halves, the second circle is divided into five or six segments, and these are the five or the six, sometimes they're reckoned as five, sometimes as six, spheres or planes of rebirth according to traditional Buddhist cosmology. The sphere or world of men, of hungry spirits, of animals, of divine beings, of the titans, and the beings in states of torment. The five or six planes of rebirth, as I said, according to traditional Buddhist cosmology. Now the third and the outermost circle is divided into 12. These 12 segments of the outermost circle represent the 12 nidanas or links. And in the Tibetan Wheel of Life, each is illustrated with a little picture, but we won't go into all that this evening, as it doesn't directly concern us. But these 12 nidanas, or 12 links, of the outermost circle, explain in detail the workings of the cyclical type of conditionality on the level of the individual mind.